Good morning and Happy New Year. It's the first day of 2014 and many of us are making plans for the upcoming year. Among those plans are annual resolutions we promise ourselves we will uphold in order to change one aspect of our lives or another. Dr. Lou Quinby has some advice for the resolution makers. Take a step back and allow yourself time to change your lifestyle. It never happens all at once.
Most of the time, New Year's resolutions go from 0 to 60 in a nanosecond. All right, this year I'm going to lose weight, stop smoking, stop drinking, stop fighting with my wife, and praise my children. So I suggest if people are going to make major changes, they do them one at a time, at least 30 days apart.
We promise ourselves we will take more walks and get more exercise, that we will stop smoking or eating an unhealthy diet in an effort to improve our daily lives. All noble goals, just give yourself some time.
And if you want to decrease the drinking, just cut it down by a third for a month. Don't stop unless you're an alcoholic. If you're an alcoholic and you're driving while drunk and it's interfering with your marriage and you're beating your kids and kicking the dog, then quit. But if you drink too much, knock it off by 30% and see what happens. And then look at the results. And your friends will be happy to tell you what the results are.
Local gym memberships will increase and the wait by gym regulars for equipment will increase as new members attempt to uphold the promise they made to themselves on New Year's Eve. Quinby points out that friends and family are the perfect sounding board for the changes you wish to make. There are several new traffic laws that will take effect in 2014 that motorists should be aware of. Teen drivers, those 18 years and under, are now prohibited from using any electronic device when behind the wheel, even if the device is hands-free. Vehicle registration fees could increase in counties with high rates of vehicle thefts, and the counties are authorized to raise the fees to help fund car theft prevention programs. The fees can be raised $1 for passenger vehicles and $2 for commercial vehicles. Amber alerts will now be used anytime a child is abducted by any person deemed to be a threat to the safety of the child. Passing distances between motor vehicles and bicycles will increase in 2014, and motorists are required to leave at least 3 feet of space when passing a bike, and if there is not enough space, to slow down and wait until passing is safe. Sheriff's detectives are still searching for the suspects involved in a stabbing incident at a residence in the 2500 block of Daffodil Road in McKinleyville early Monday morning. The 23-year-old male victim met a man and two women at a bar on the Arcata Plaza Sunday night. They agreed to hang out at the victim's house, and while at the house, they got into an argument. The suspect stabbed the victim several times in the back and fled the scene. No suspect descriptions are available at this time, and the case remains under investigation. Eureka police have arrested Scott Cano for felony vandalism. Cano is suspected of vandalizing local walls with graffiti and was caught on video surveillance during one of the incidents. Officer Drake Goodale contacted Cano and took him into custody. Cano, who was suspected of vandalizing several other properties, was booked for felony vandalism. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have an interesting career that you could talk about with local students? We're recruiting business, trade, education, and public sector workers to share career insight with middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies, Eureka Police, and CHP officers responded to a report of an altercation outside of a residence on Cedar Street in Eureka late Monday night. When deputies reached the scene, they learned there had been a physical fight between two 23-year-old men and a 24-year-old man who had been arguing outside the house. The 24-year-old man told deputies that after the other two men left the area, he heard his pickup truck, which was parked in the driveway, start up and be driven off, but he could not see who was driving. The stolen pickup was later found on Redwood Drive, and it appeared the truck had been involved in a collision with another vehicle and a fence. The CHP recovered the truck and have begun a stolen vehicle investigation. Other witnesses reported hearing gunshots during the incident, but no evidence of shots being fired. There were no injuries, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the sheriff's office has issued an alert for an at-risk missing Eureka man. The mother of 33-year-old Ryan Grammer contacted the sheriff's office on the 27th to report that she had last seen Grammer at a residence on the 15th when they had gotten into an argument and he left the scene on foot. Grammer is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, with hazel eyes and graying hair. He has medical needs and was last seen wearing jeans, a maroon sweatshirt, and a gray sweatshirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.